Radio Christian Voice News.
Mental health specialist urges parents to offer emotional support to children. UPND says statement by Professor Luo on meal allowance not justifiable. And scores of pro-Iran Shias defy ban to rally in Nigeria's capital. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Mental health specialist Victoria Mupinde has urged parents to prioritize the emotional well-being of their children by being present, supportive, and willing to listen to them. Ms. Mupinde says mental health is extremely important and should not be ignored within families. Speaking during Christian Voice Community Forum program today, Ms. Mupinde emphasized that children need parents who are emotionally available and ready to understand the challenges they may be facing. Ms. Mupinde noted that many young people struggle silently because they feel unheard or misunderstood at home. Parents must be willing to listen to their children and take their concerns seriously. Emotional support from family plays a key role in promoting positive mental health, said Ms. Mupinde. She has encouraged parents to create safe spaces where children can freely express their feelings without fear of judgment. She added that when parents actively engage with their children and show empathy, it helps build trust and strengthens family relationships. Ms. Mupinde further encouraged families to have open conversations about mental health, stating that early support and guidance can help prevent more serious challenges later in life.
Be emotionally, physically, mentally present. I cannot overemphasize this. I'm a parent. I understand the hustle of busy world, but be emotionally present. That will save you a lot of heartaches in terms of navigating your children, your child's transition from one level to the other. When you're emotionally present, you'll be able to quickly identify the signs and the symptoms.
National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, has welcomed the intentions by the government to integrate artificial intelligence, AI, into the education system. This follows the announcement that government has signed a memorandum of understanding with Obrizam Group Limited to integrate AI into Zambia's education system. But speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka, Dr. Chansa expressed fear of the feasibility of government's intention, especially that some places like rural areas lack internet connectivity and access to electricity, making it difficult for the project to be rolled out. If this is not addressed, the project will not yield its intended purpose as many pupils will be left out, said Dr. Chansa. He also suggested that teachers be retrained in AI applications and use, stating that the program might not be effective if teachers are not equipped with it. Dr. Chansa has since called on government to invest more in digital infrastructure by ensuring that all schools are connected to electricity and internet. Meanwhile, Dr. Chansa says that as government is integrating AI into the education system, there's need to come up with a framework and a policy preventing students from abusing it. He expressed concern that if AI is not well regulated in learning institutions, learners will not acquire the much-needed knowledge and skills, making it difficult for them to perform effectively in workplaces.
In as much as AI is very good for innovation, helping to do work and creativity, it has also produced lazy students who cannot do anything, who cannot think other than depending on AI. So we need to be very, very careful as a country as we embrace this. There must be clear measures that must be put in place, policies in universities that must be put in place to make sure that we don't produce graduates that entirely depend on AI.
United Party for National Development, UPND Deputy Media Director Sitola Sekwindi, says the statement that the Patriotic Front, PF government, abolished meal allowances because they wanted to support more universities is not justifiable. This follows the statement by former Higher Education Minister Professor Nkandu Luo that the PF government stripped off meal allowances to help more universities. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka, UPND Deputy Media Director Sitola Sekwindi stressed that there is no justifiable reason to cut off a package that students highly depend on for survival. What Professor Luo must have done was instead apologize and not justify her actions for the number of lives she destroyed by cutting off the allowance, said Mr. Sikwindi. Mr. Sikwindi, however, alleged that the previous regime failed to support the program because they did not place value in education, expressing concern that such a statement came from a government that claimed it meant well for the people of Zambia. He stated that had the PF placed value in education, they would have invested more in it, just like the UPND government has done. Mr. Sikwindi has suggested that meal allowance be increased so it is enough to cater for all the needs for students.
How can we be so simplistic? I think he's not serious about this country. The best thing that Professor Luo should have done is to apologize unreservedly to the Zambian people for the mess and the lives they destroyed as a result of removing the meal allowance. You know that, in my view, we must continue to campaign that actually the meal allowance must be increased, because even what it is now, students are still struggling to make, you know, their aims, you know, meet.
The Zambia Police Service in Lusaka has recorded a serious road traffic accident involving two motor vehicles along Mumba Road in Westwood area. The incident occurred on March 13, 2026, around 20:30 hours, with seven passengers sustaining serious injuries. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi says that the accident involved a Toyota Mark II registration number ZAF4000B, driven by Patrick Piri, age 61, of Lusaka West, and a Toyota Hiace minibus registration number CAA3389, driven by Pallet Hawinga, age 33, of 10 Miles area in Lusaka. The minibus was carrying 18 passengers. Mr. Chilabi explained that preliminary investigations indicate that the driver of the Toyota Hiace attempted to overtake improperly and collided with the Toyota Mark II, which was turning right. Of the 18 passengers in the Toyota Hiace, seven sustained serious injuries and were admitted to the University Teaching Hospital, UTH, said Mr. Chilabi in a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chilabi disclosed that six sustained minor injuries and were treated and discharged at Nakachenje Mini Hospital, while five passengers escaped unhurt. He added that both vehicles were damaged in the accident and both drivers sustained minor injuries. The Zambia Police Service has urged all road users to strictly follow traffic rules and regulations and to avoid dangerous driving practices such as improper overtaking.
The accident involved two motor vehicles, a Toyota Mark II, registration number ZAF4000B, driven by Patrick Piri, age 61, of Lusaka West, and a Toyota Hiace minibus, registration number CAA3389, driven by Pallet Hawinga, age 33, of 10 Miles, Lusaka. Preliminary investigations indicate that the driver of the Toyota Hiace minibus attempted to overtake improperly and collided with a Toyota Mark II, which was turning right.
In African news, scores of pro-Iran Shia Muslims gathered at the Abuja National Mosque on Friday, defying a heavy security presence to mark Quds Day with anti-Israel and anti-US chants. Around 200 faithful assembled after afternoon prayers, carrying images of Iran's late supreme leader and voicing solidarity with Palestinians as US and Israeli bombardments continue to pummel Iran. The protests, which lasted about 15 minutes, appeared to catch security forces off guard. Coming up shortly, UN chief calls for ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. Listen more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Friday appealed for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah, saying the war has caused immense suffering for the Lebanese people. Lebanon had been dragged into a conflict its people did not want, stressing the need for a political solution that would allow the country to reclaim full independence, sovereignty, and territorial integrity, Guterres told reporters after meeting Lebanese President Joseph Aoun in Beirut in a surprise solidarity visit. The latest round of fighting between Israel and Hezbollah began on 2nd March, when the group fired rockets and drones on northern Israel, Following the killing of Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, 2 days earlier in a joint U.S.-Israeli strike, Israel retaliated.